with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson's allies are leaning into a key argument in a bid to avoid a chaotic floor fight over the gavel on Friday. A vote against Johnson could delay the finalization of Donald Trump's White House win.
A day before the speaker's election, Johnson is still racing to win over multiple GOP holdouts, a scenario that some Republicans have said that they fear could lead to another days-long protracted floor fight. But this time, there's a huge shadow over the race. Congress has never tried to certify a presidential election without a House Speaker in place. Even senior Republicans say it's unclear what would happen if there is no Speaker on January 6th, when Congress is scheduled to certify Trump's win, and they're not eager to find out. The message so far from Congress's own parliamentarians to party leaders has been, quote, elect a Speaker before January 6th. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The brother of the man who carried out the deadly attack in New Orleans New Year's Day that killed 14 people is speaking out. 24-year-old Abdur Rahim Jabbar says he's shocked that his older brother would have been capable of such violence.
He was compassionate. He was caring. He was funny. He was loving. He literally wouldn't hurt a fly, you know. That's why this tragedy is just so devastating, you know, because this is completely unlike him.
His brother blames radicalization by the Islamic State. The highly decorated Army soldier inside a Tesla Cybertruck packed with fireworks that exploded outside Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas shot himself in the head just before detonation, authorities said Thursday. Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahon said Matthew Livelsberger, a 37-year-old Green Beret, likely planned a more damaging attack, but the steel-sided vehicle absorbed much of the force from the crudely built explosive. This is SRN News. The Middle East is still the most dangerous place to be a Christian.
According to a detailed analysis of global data, the Pew Research Center reveals that believers and members of other minority faiths were killed in 45% of the countries in that region during 2022, the last year for which all the numbers are in. The Middle East is also the part of the world where Christians are most likely to be beaten or arrested for their beliefs. Africa comes in second in those categories. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The number of abortion clinics that have been closing in pro-life states is being balanced by new ones opening in pro-abortion states. There were 800 publicly identifiable abortion providers in the U.S. in May 2022, the month before the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade. Today, there are 792. Illinois, Kansas, and New Mexico are among the states with new clinics. Several pro-life states have no abortion clinics of any kind. This is SRN News. Syria's new leaders may be stirring a culture war with educational reforms that promote Islam.
There have already been calls for protests among Syrian civil society activists ahead of the start of the new school term on Sunday. They want to make clear their opposition to any moves by the transitional government to bring in changes to the education system. Evolution and the Big Bang Theory are being dropped from science teaching. The phrase defending the nation has been replaced by defending Allah. Some Syrians have welcomed the changes, but others believe the moves contradict promises by the new authorities for a transition that will take account of all the different communities in Syria.
That's BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher. Meanwhile, Syrian protesters are urging justice for four human rights activists who have been missing since the year 2013. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.